presented by Shore Physicians Group and Ocean Casino Resort.
You're listening to Off the Press with Scott Cronick on News Talk 1492.3 WOND.
This is the Scott Cronick Show. This is Dr. Thelma Witherspoon, guest host sitting in for Scott Cronick on today, News Talk 1492.3 WOND. My second guest for this next half hour is another CD2 candidate, Bailey Winder. And so I just want to know, I'm introducing you to this radio community today. Bailey, it's a pleasure meeting you. And tell me something about yourself.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Witherspoon. It's terrific to be here. I appreciate the time, and it's great to speak with your audience. My name is Bailey Winder. I'm running for the 2nd Congressional District. I'm a fourth-generation New Jerseyan. I've focused in my career on government service, and I've worked across law enforcement and national security, and I believe that now is the time to come back home and make a difference happen and try and make a positive impact during a really critical moment politically. So looking to work for South Jersey and hopefully improve on the current situation.
Okay. Now you look a little young. Okay. Not that you have to be an older person to run. We see this in New York already. You know, the guy running for mayor is 33 years old. So people are talking about a lot right now about the need for younger people to get more involved in politics. And how do you feel about that?
Well, I do think this is a specific moment politically and culturally in this country. We've seen in the past several years in both parties, across Democrats and Republicans, that there have been a lot of issues, I think, with older folks who are out of touch with the issues of today and perhaps not up to the task when it's a really intense time. So I believe that there is a deep hunger in this district and across the country for a next generation of leadership. I've heard from people all over the area that they're sick of this country being run by 70 and 80-year-olds, and I'm here to hopefully earn the trust of folks across this area and show them why I believe my experience does position me to take this on. I know it's a very challenging and ambitious thing to try, but I've been fortunate to have some pretty high-level experience across the government and the private sector, and I think now is the time where we need change, and not just a little bit of change, but a lot of change.
Have you ever run for any office locally or anywhere else?
I have not run for office. My career has been about government service, and I know what it means to take an oath to the Constitution. I worked at the State Department. I advised the FBI. I most recently worked at USAID before it got unconstitutionally torn down by Elon Musk and Doge. So I'm not a politician. I'm not an entrenched part of the political system. And I think to a lot of people, that's something that's a benefit right now. I'm not part of the political machine in the old guard. I'm here to work for the people and put people first across this area.
Okay, that's very ambitious. Okay, so why are you running?
I'm running because I think that what we're seeing right now is that the middle class is not getting what it deserves, and it's being burned by the current representation in Jeff Andrew, by the current government, all the way up to President Trump. If we look at what happened today with a bill that really has just a huge amount of implications across the economy, healthcare, so many other parts of our day-to-day life as a country, it's a devastating impact. And I've heard time and time again from people here that they're concerned about the cost of living, about the day-to-day chaos in the economy, about what's happening with healthcare and the risk of it being taken away. And I believe that South Jersey deserves a lot better. I'm here to make my case for why I can do a strong job there. And I just think there's so much concern, so much anxiety. I can feel it.
Yeah, there is a lot of anxiety. Now, Congressman Jeff Van Drew is a career politician.
Sure.
So what would you do differently from him?
Well, for starters, I would keep my promises, and I would deliver for the middle class, not focus on making life easier for billionaires and for the ultra wealthy. I think that in Jeff Andrew, you've seen someone who he said he would protect Medicaid, and then What has he done now? He's voted twice in a matter of days for a bill that's going to devastate Medicaid, the largest cuts ever to that program. He's someone who's not holding in-person town halls, and I don't think that's an acceptable way to be a leader in elected office. I will commit to putting the middle class first, to focusing on an economy that has lower costs and better opportunities for job creation, and protecting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid without exceptions. There can't be any games when it comes to that. It's too important to people's everyday lives and to their future. And I believe that there needs to be accountability in politics. If you're not doing town halls in person, then you're not having an honest conversation with your boss, which is the people that elected you, your constituents. So I think there's just a tremendous amount of room for improvement, for more integrity, and for results that are focused on what matters the most, which is the majority of people living in this district.
Okay, thank you, Bailey. Now, the big, beautiful bill passed today, and I think everybody was on pins and needles watching, sure, and hoping that it maybe didn't go through, mm-hmm, but it did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be signed tomorrow by President Trump at 5 o'clock. What are your thoughts on the big, beautiful bill?
Well, the bill is certainly big, but I think beautiful is not the right word for it. Other words come to mind, like dangerous, reckless, and out of control. This is a bill that has passed by such a slim margin that it wouldn't have even gone to the Senate if Jeff Van Drew had voted against it and stood by his promises and the platform that he claims to hold. It's a bill that is just squeaking through, and the results are, simply put, going to be devastating across the board. This is a piece of legislation unlike anyone America has seen in recent years. And what it's doing is it's taking from the middle class and people who are working hard to make ends meet, and it's transferring all of that over to the ultra-wealthy, to people who are billionaires, people in Mar-a-Lago, people who don't need that help. We see with Medicaid about $1 trillion in cuts to a program that's incredibly popular across the political spectrum. There are so many people who rely on Medicaid across the 2nd District and New Jersey and the country, and the fears there are really real. And this is also a bill that's handing tax cuts to folks who do not need it. Instead of having a fiscally responsible plan, which manages taxes in a way that focuses on benefiting the middle class, this bill is totally taking that out of order of priority. And what it's saying is that if you're a billionaire, if you're ultra wealthy, this bill has your back. And if you're not, tough luck. That's not acceptable. It's not in the interest of most Americans at all. It's also a bill that's adding trillions of dollars to the deficit. So I remember a few years ago, not too long ago, there were a lot of Republicans who were deficit hawks who were worried about the deficit very strongly. I'm not sure where those folks have gone now. This bill's adding over $3 trillion to the deficit. So if you're taking away key programs, you're helping the ultra-rich, and you're increasing the deficit, cutting things like food assistance with SNAP, threatening millions of jobs, what about this bill is putting middle-class people first?
I totally agree with you. And, well, people are going to lose trust in government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they feel like they can't do anything about it because we elected people to represent us. You know, Senator Booker and Senator Kim did not vote for the big, beautiful bill.
Yes.
All right. But it was, and it passed by a slim margin, but it still passed. And so there's a lot of anxiety right now and a lot of mistrust in government. How would you restore trust in government if you were elected?
The way to restore trust is to work hard and diligently to earn it. I know that trust is not something that you can just magically obtain overnight. What you have to do is work, listen, engage. And that's why I'm out there every day across this district, going to events, meeting with people, hearing what they have to say and their perspective, not just talking at them. Because it is true that it's a huge problem for this area and for our country that people don't feel like the government is speaking for them. I'm not going to say one thing and turn around and do another like the incumbent in this district. I'm not going to say I'll protect Medicaid and then show with my vote that I actually won't. That's exactly the type of action that makes people lose faith in the government, and for good reason. So I'm here to show that I'm someone who, across my career, has focused on public service with the right objectives in my mind. I've worked with Republican and Democratic administrations both to get things done. So for me, it's not about a hyper-partisan approach. It's not about having one boss in Washington that you listen to. That's not the job of someone who's looking to be in Congress. What you have to do is show that you're there for your constituents and you're putting your constituents first.
And right, and to be able to work in the bipartisan,
absolutely,
you know, way, because you can't get anything done by yourself.
That's right. So
you know,
I've seen in my career how partisanship has been dangerous, and it's gotten to extreme levels at this point. If people are interested in making South Jersey work better, and they're Democrats, Republicans, or Independents, I'd love to talk to them. I'd love to hear what they have to say, and I'd love to partner with them. This is going to take a collaborative effort to get things done, and because of the voting system you just mentioned, and we saw earlier today, we know that these margins are so slim that every little bit of progress can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. Well, we're getting ready for a commercial break. Keep it locked. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Scott Kronick Show.
WOND.
Off the Press with Scott Kronick is presented by Shore Physicians Group and Ocean Casino Resort.
Looking for the ultimate family escape? Welcome to Island Water Park at Showboat Atlantic City, America's largest indoor beachfront water park. Get soaked in 120,000 square feet of nonstop excitement with epic water slides, a lazy river, kids' play zones, a wave pool, and an adults-only section with a swim-up bar. No matter the weather, it's always sunny inside with their massive retractable glass roof and climate-controlled paradise. This summer, they have a new attraction, Island Mining Company, where young explorers can pan for real crystals, fossils, and seashells to keep as treasures. Staying overnight? Book your stay at the Showboat Hotel, just steps from the park, so you can ride, relax, and recharge. Don't forget to stop by Lucky Snake Arcade, the largest arcade on the East Coast. Perfect for a little competition after the slides. Planning a birthday or group event? They've got splash-worthy packages for every occasion. Visit islandwaterparkac.com and plan your ultimate boardwalk getaway. Island Water Park at Showboat, where every day is a beach day.
Experience Atlantic City at its most luxurious at the iconic Caesars Atlantic City. Indulge in world-class dining by celebrity chefs Gordon Ramsay and Nobu Matsuhisa. Savor bold British flavors at Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen or enjoy exquisite Japanese Peruvian cuisine with stunning oceanfront views at Nobu. Retreat to one of our luxurious rooms or relax on your very own Roman ritual at Q Baths and Spa. Refresh in the signature Roman baths or unwind with a calming massage or facial. Plan your Caesars Atlantic City experience at CaesarsAC.com. Be sure to stop by Super Frico's all-new half-past happy hour for drink specials and bar pies before spending your evening dazzled by The Hook, the hottest show on the boardwalk featuring jaw-dropping acrobatics, aerialists, and more. Plan your Caesars Atlantic City experience at CaesarsAC.com. Must be 21 and over. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Enjoy a night with Louisiana-born country artist Will Dempsey at Golden Nugget Atlantic City on Saturday, August 30th. Sing along to heartfelt songs written about real-life moments, including Best Parts of Me, that hit number one on iTunes Country Chart. Experience the viral success that is Will Dempsey as he continues to connect through songs that feel personal and timeless. Live at Golden Nugget, Saturday, August 30th. Visit Ticketmaster.com to purchase tickets.
From the beginning, they were applauded. The music that sold over 100 million records. Chicago. Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th, Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City. The music of Chicago. Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th, Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Chicago.
You're listening to Off the Press with Scott Kronick on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND.
This is the Scott Kronick Show. This is Dr. Thelma Witherspoon. I am your host, sitting in for Scott Kronick on today, News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND. And we're talking with my second guest this evening, Bailey Winder, and he is a candidate for CD2. And so we have a few minutes, so I'm going to try to do a marathon to make sure I ask you all the questions that I want to ask you, Bailey, on today. Is that okay?
Let's do it.
All right. So President Trump is nominating Alina Habba to the U.S. Attorney for the District of New Jersey. What do you think? There's been a lot of controversy on that.
Sure.
A lot of pushback. What are your thoughts?
Well, it absolutely is controversial, and my thoughts are that the justice system is a key part of this government and its checks and balances, and we cannot have a system of justice that's been taken over by partisan people who are not qualified and who are out there looking out for the White House. It's not appropriate, and it's not doing right by New Jersey. We need to have people leading the fight for justice in the state who have the right record, who have transparency, and who are focused on really making the state safer instead of charging mayors and members of Congress based on partisan lines. That's not what it's about, and it's frankly offensive to the way that our system was designed to be. So I think it's really troubling, and I absolutely hope that it will not stand because it would be a big blow to New Jersey's justice approach.
Yeah, she may be a wonderful woman, but I heard that she wasn't qualified for the position.
Right, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of other jobs out there that I'm sure she could do successfully, but this is not the right fit for her. It's a job that takes a really specific resume and someone who's demonstrated that they're not going to come in with a partisan approach and attack people based on their politics. That's not fair.
Okay, next question. What is your reaction to the recent Supreme Court decision, Trump versus CASA?
Yeah, it's another controversy, and I think it's something that's troubling as well, because what the Supreme Court is basically saying is that lower courts should have even less of a vote and less of a say in the way that our system upholds and manages laws. It's a problem when we have an administration that's throwing a million things at all times furiously at the justice system. It's already overwhelmed and burdened. And this response by the Supreme Court is actually making the justice system weaker and less able to be responsive to what's happening. So I think it's worrying, and it's dangerous because one person should not be able to dictate what happens legally in this country. And the Supreme Court, it takes time for things to get up there. It takes time for the Supreme Court to make decisions. Lower courts need to have their fair share and their fair power to get things done and to voice their opinions.
I agree. You know, with us being in America,
yeah,
we have a process.
Right.
And there are procedures and there are things that are put in place. And when you see judges going to jail and things like that, it's very disheartening.
Exactly. Well, if we have Congress as a rubber stamp for the executive branch and we have a judicial system that's weakened and unable to act with enough power, then we're left with a system where checks and balances are not working. And that's goes against the democracy that we have in our country and that we treasure. So we need to protect it.
Absolutely. Now, a lot of people are saying, I've been a Democrat all my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been the ups, the downs, the lows, the highs. And so what is next for the Democratic Party?
Yeah.
As a young person that you see, what do you think is next?
Well, I think the Democratic Party, we need to adapt. We need to change our tactics, and we need to show that we have a playbook that's going to work for today and address the issues that matter most to people. That's costs. That's health care. That's the kitchen table issues that are crucial to someone's life. The Democratic Party, we cannot be tone deaf. We cannot let fringe issues take over the airwaves. That's not the way to get through to people. We have to do a better job of listening, and we have to show why there's an alternative here that can really work and put working class people first, because that's ultimately the heart of what the Democratic Party's strength has been about all along, and we need to get back to that.
Okay. All right. That's a good perspective. All right. So why do you think you can win? I mean, you're young. I don't know if you're married, have kids. I don't know. People may say, you know, why don't you start a family? Why don't you, you have a lot of experience, I heard you say, with the USDA, USAID, and all of the federal government. Why this? Why did you think you can win?
Well, I think this race is going to require the right energy, the right commitment to public service, and I'm here to work as hard as I can. I promise I will not be outworked. I'm here to speak with everyone across the political spectrum, and I'm here to present a message that the right priorities need to be put back in place. The old system of established politics is not working for this district, and the bill today shows why we need someone with a new perspective. I believe that I'm the right combination of young, energetic, dynamic approach plus experience in the government and the private sector, which means that I'm prepared for this moment and to take on this challenge. I know it's going to be hard, but I'm here to work, I'm here to listen, and I'm here to build out the team. And so far, we've had a lot of momentum in just a week or so. So we're coming out of the gate strong, and I'm excited to build from here.
I know. I saw you in New Jersey Globe. That's a big deal.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm really honored to have the support of folks engaging with our website, donating to the campaign. And I think you can see that we're building a real movement here. This is a serious operation, and that's what it's going to take to show the people of this district that I'm someone who can represent them faithfully.
Okay. If people wanted to reach out to you, how could they?
Well, winderforcongress.com is my website. I would love for folks to engage with that site, submit comments, go to the volunteer form, follow my social media. I'm here. My DMs are open, so please, I'd love to hear from anyone and everyone, and I want to have a conversation that's inclusive. So everyone is welcome and would love to speak with you all.
Okay, and what would be your closing comment? I enjoy talking to you and meeting you, and now I can put a name with a face. I mean, I could put a name with the face because I saw you in Georgia Globe, but to see you in person, what would you like to leave with our listening audience?
I would just say that South Jersey deserves better. Today's vote has shown that, and I'm here to work with you, to earn your trust, and to deliver for what matters most to you and your family and the future of this area, which we're all lucky to call home. So let's build together and let's go down a better path. I think there really is one there, and 2026 is going to show it. And happy 4th of July.
Yeah, happy 4th of July. The nation's birthday is tomorrow. I want to thank you for consenting to come and be a part of the Scott Chronic Show as I am sitting in as a guest on today. It's a pleasure meeting you, and I wish you well in the campaign. And I'm sure I'll see you around on the campaign trail.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Witherspoon. Thank you to the audience. And this will be the first of many conversations, I hope.
Absolutely. Well, keep it locked. We're getting ready for a commercial break on the Scott Chronic Show. We'll be right back.
WOND.